Jiva Moose. A long time ago, there was a young man and woman who were married. It was during a bad storm of an unusually hard winter when she passed away. Very upset, the young man decided he wanted to find her spirit. He missed her so much that he wanted to be with her, and so he set off on a journey to find her. He spoke to all of the elders in the village, and they told him, "You have to travel south, putting your tobacco down and asking the earth where to find Jibabus. You will find him." This young man searched and searched and searched all over the south, and finally he came to a lodge. Beside the lodge, he saw an old man. The old man said, "If you come into this lodge, you're going to enter another world. At the end of the path, you'll find her." The young man gave the old man, Jibabus, some offerings, and he entered the lodge. He went out the other side of the lodge and started traveling down the path of souls, the Milky Way. It was beautiful. It didn't look like stars up there. It was like land. The young man walked to the edge of the path and came to the edge of a river where he saw a canoe. He jumped into it and started paddling across the river. As he paddled, he noticed that his wife was paddling across too. Every time he took a paddle, she took a paddle. Every time he looked at her, she looked at him. They were in unison as they were going across that river. The waves started to get big, and in those waves, you could see the bodies of those that tried to make it across but never made it. But all the young children that were paddling were going across the river with no difficulty. The waves wouldn't bother them. They turned and looked all around, seeing a lot of people paddling across. Some made it, and some didn't. Pretty soon, they made it to the other side, and it was beautiful. The young man heard a voice coming from that water that said, "You have to go back home now." He ran up to her, held her, kissed her, and then he jumped in the canoe to go back. He made his way back to the old man's lodge. When he got there, Jibabus said to him, "See, she's okay." The young man was happy to know she was okay and that he had seen her, and grateful for all that he saw while he was there. "It's not your time to go there yet. I called you to come back and you did," said Jibabus. The young man left and went out the other door of the lodge back into this world. From there, he went on to tell his story to the people of his village of all he had seen and learned.